We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's head over to Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live in the middle of the week. Rick, thanks for being with us. Want to get to California in just a moment and maybe what that means going forward. But first on what the pandemic response is. We're less than a week away from the time when the president said booster shots would be available to everyone. And there's still a very big disagreement, I would say, in the medical community over how many people might need a booster, if it's necessary for anyone at all, what the vaccines are really able to do, raising a lot of questions and maybe more questions than answers now as to if we're giving out boosters for a vaccine that still is preventing death and hospitalization, what does that mean for what our endpoint to the pandemic is? How is the White House, how is the world looking at this question right now?
Yeah, I mean, shifting science, and I think you're seeing, you know, different governments handle it differently. And, you know, I think that as we learn more about the disease and about what it means, and the efficacy of these vaccines, then it means that we're changing the guidance. And it's, what makes that difficult in part is that we're at a stage still in the pandemic where we're trying to convince people to get the shot. And the country needs to roll out shot one before you can worry about having the pandemic effectively over. It could be that we're all going to be getting boosters on a regular basis, much like you get an annual flu shot. Or other vaccines are like that, where their efficacy wears out over time. But when it comes at the same time, there's a big concerted effort by the federal government to try to get people to take a vaccine at all, it might be undermining faith and confidence to have the shifting guidelines and guidance coming from government entities.
How much did this pandemic play in the California recall election?
It was front and center. This was a referendum on Gavin Newsom and specifically on the tight COVID restrictions that were in place in California. That was the first state in the nation to do a shutdown, among the most aggressive in confronting coronavirus. Item that was in the exit poll that struck me was that the universal mask in school policy in California that Governor Newsom put in, 70% of Californians said they support that. This was an affirmation for his policy. The leading Republican runner in that recall race had said that he would reverse the COVID restrictions that Governor Newsom had ordered. So there's no question that that was on the ballot, and there's no question as to the judgment of Californians, at least, a 30-point margin, an absolute blowout, a far, far wider margin than truly anyone anticipated.
What do you take as maybe a lesson from this recall effort? It seemed very different than the recall effort that we saw in California, you know, all those years ago that ended up with Governor Schwarzenegger that, you know, gained headlines across the nation. What was maybe different here, and are there lessons from each side to take from this?
Oh, no question. I mean, I think the biggest missing factor was on its face would be the celebrity of Arnold Schwarzenegger, although Caitlyn Jenner and her candidacy at least suggested imitation of that. She got about 1% of the vote. So it didn't factor. What was missing ultimately was true dissatisfaction and anger at the incumbent. It looked like that was there early on because of the COVID restrictions. There certainly were signs of that early on, people bristling at those restrictions, but it evaporated over time. And I think one of the other lessons, this one for Republicans as well, is that being outnumbered in a state matters. And maybe it was what the one-off was with the 2003 recall, because it seemed like California being California, there's a wide margin for Democrats in party registration. And Governor Newsom won election in 2018 by about the same margin, it appears, that he held off the recall. That's quite an achievement, but it's a statement about how fundamentally Democratic that state still is.
You know, Rick, I mean, now that this recall effort is over, does everybody just move on? It seems like you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Well, I think in all levels, it's of course over. It's very over. That's it. You know, and there are consequences for taking a shot like this and falling short. And I think there's going to be a lot of recriminations about why almost $100 million of taxpayer dollars were spent trying to recall someone and then having it just fall so embarrassingly short. So I think there's going to be people asking those kind of questions. But obviously, the big top line here is that Newsom survived. And it is an achievement. It's a pretty major statement that California voters made, and it's a statement of affirmation. I think not just for Newsom, but frankly for a lot of Democratic governors that have done similar things for President Biden, who campaigned late with him. This is a sense of an endorsement for some of the most controversial politicians in recent months.
Rick, appreciate the time as always. Great to talk with you. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.